the body, if you could examine the physiological things that accompany that state, you would see that it doesn't. It affects the blood circulation, it affects the heart, it affects your breathing, it affects the entire energy field of your body, which is contracted. And now imagine humans living most of their lives in such states of denial. What that does to the body also, just a small thing compared to what it does to their well-being. My God. So watch out for the things that would usually create a response of resistance. And see if you can allow this moment to be whatever form it takes, whether you can recognize the isness as something that it would be mad to argue with. And if anything needs to be changed about the isness of this moment, very effective action arises out of the state of non-resistance. Far more powerful, far more effective than any action that comes out of the state of denial or resistance of the present moment. So it's not that you become a doormat, that anybody can do anything to you and you say, oh, that's fine. It's not that. It's not that. Very often a no may come. No, I'm not eating this soup because it is cold. No. Powerful no. So when I say yes to this moment, which is our practice here, it's easy to mistake that for believing, and then believe that you have to say yes continuously, externally. That's fine. Can you give me $1,000 right now? Oh, yes, of course. Because I always say yes to the present moment. And is it okay if I buy drink and drugs with this? Yes, it's fine. Go ahead. Anytime. Or somebody stops, you're waiting for the bus, somebody stops, you can smell the alcohol and says, you want a ride? Do you say yes because you say always yes to the present moment? No. You say, no, thank you. What you don't say is, how dare you offer me a ride? You're completely drunk. You should. You might even say, get out of the car, you're drunk. And it might work, it will be powerful. Step out, walk home. Maybe he'll do it. Right action arises out of that, and sometimes a very powerful no. But it doesn't mean that you resist what is. What is this person is asking you for money, let's say. And he's asking you 10 times already. You've given twice and he never gives anything back. And then the time comes, yes, can I have another? No, I'm not giving you any more. Oh. Internally, you're not resisting that. You accept the fact that this man is asking for money. That's what he does. That's his conditioning. He can't help it. But that's what he does. So that's the isness of the present moment, is this person wanting that from you. And what arises then out of the state of acceptance of this isness is not some kind of inner rejection of this person even. In a wider sense, when you accept this moment, every human being that comes into the space of now is also accepted as they are, which doesn't mean that you do whatever they want you to do. But they are accepted, and if their behavior is dysfunctional, conditioned, that's how it is. And you say no, if no arises. No. And it's a non-reactive no, powerful no, no, no. And that's quite beautiful too. So out of the inner yes to what is may occasionally arise an external no to this situation, which doesn't mean you reject internally what is at all.